USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When we innovate, produce, and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring. And so importantly, you look at reshoring production all the way, taking it away from foreign polluters and back to American soil.
President Trump addressing environmental issues as he speaks in the East Room of the White House, talking about our natural gas exports.
We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world.
In other news, the Trump administration warning Iran to comply as the country continues to enrich uranium despite a limit set in a nuclear deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team arrives back in the States and is ready to party after beating the team from the Netherlands Sunday 2-0, the final score in France. A parade scheduled for Wednesday in New York City. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi congratulating the team on the big win.
In a bipartisan way, we invited them to the Capitol. As a group, or if they just want to come individually with their families, any way they'd like to come, we'd like to welcome them and to honor them. But aren't we proud of them?
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, stocks down, the Dow off almost 116 points to close at 26,806. The NASDAQ down 63 points, and the S&P 500 down 14 points. In Pamplona, Spain, at the second day of the annual running of the bulls, at least five people hurt, including two Americans, one man from San Francisco, the other from Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein indicted on federal sex trafficking charges.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. I'm Tim Berg.
A new poll finds it's going to be hard for some Americans to retire.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
That's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.